Saturday morning, and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yeah, spit cheese on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, live from Community First Credit Union. Wow, I'm just a little confused. I don't know about the rest of you. I woke up yesterday morning just really confused if I had my calendar that was up on my wall correct, and if the phone was reading. I double-checked that phone twice yesterday morning. I've got to pinch myself here because I believe this still is May, and we're going to be talking baseball today. We're going to be talking golf amidst a blizzard that we had yesterday, and Mother Nature proves that she is in control, and we don't have much say of it, even if the calendar says we should be warming up in the middle of the spring. Also, I want to lay out, how many have found any morels, and now what's going to happen with this snow level that's been put over the ground? Is that going to put a little kink in the old morel mushroom hunters this year? And, it's been a little bit of a challenge the last several years finding those elusive morel mushrooms, but nonetheless, I'll be crawling through the thicket. If you threw a $20 bill on the ground and put it in the thicket, I'd walk right by it. But you put about a one-inch morel mushroom amongst a thorn bush, you're brave enough to go in and get it. We've got lots to talk about here on this Saturday morning. Of course, you start to wind down the spring sports season, and what a spring sport season it's been for our local athletes. Last week we got to hear from Coach Todd Ratliff and the outstanding job his young men did up at the Drake Relays, and what an amazing storyline that was put together, and you got to hear Todd talk about that, Coach talk about that, and then the newspaper on Thursday doing a great job of writing that up and talking about it. Also, the golf teams, both golf teams, Coach Mike Dewey, I had a chance to speak with him yesterday afternoon, and he's real excited about the fact that they're going to be able to host the sectionals right here, and they got a big week coming up with them. And Coach Marty Hermson and his varsity guys stopped by the office yesterday afternoon, and we got a conversation with him and his guys, and I'm looking forward to letting you hear how much fun these guys are having playing the sport. And, these are sports. They are games. And when the kids are having fun at them, we always want to compete for championships. We always want to compete to be our best. But in that process, you got to be having fun, or else it becomes work, and then it takes away from the fact that it is a game. But these guys are having lots of fun. Tennis is winding down. The South Central Conference tennis meet is on Tuesday. On Thursday, they start their districts, both the boys and girls. And Coach Judge has an outstanding boys team, and the girls have been playing some really solid tennis. So it's going to be a great week ahead of us as we get into these conference tournaments. And, of course, track is winding down as well. Lots and lots to talk about as baseball and softball opened up this week. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to the guru of hitting. I got Jim Keller sitting next to me. We're also going to talk about the really big project he's got going on, and Welcome Home Soldiers. What an amazing tribute that is to our vets. But right here in Albia, Iowa, and it'll be a destination for people to come for generations. And we're going to talk about that and the art of hitting when we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're talking, or you're listening to the Coach Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
To better serve you, Community First Credit Union is moving to a new location at 1311 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Doors open to the new location on May 23rd. We'll also be celebrating our grand opening on May 23rd with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, open house, and See First Family Fun Night. Stay tuned for incredible giveaways, too. Not a member? Join today and start experiencing the credit union difference. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, and back to the Coach's Corner. That said, the boys and girls tennis, South Central Conference tennis meet is on Monday, and they're going to have a big one, tournament up there in Knoxville. That's always a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, the one thing that I found about golf and tennis is it is a gentleman's and ladies' sport. It requires the kids to really learn to be not just good sports, but be stewards of the game. And I find that some of the greatest lessons these kids can learn from any of the sports they're in is to respect their teammates, respect the game that they're playing, and play with that type of appreciation, because the game has been played by so many before that have loved the game, and many I guarantee you right now there's a bunch of kids that are sitting probably in blank hospital like to trade places with some of our kids, and you keep that in mind, and you start to really play with some passion and purpose and the respect for the game. But tennis and golf, the rules are set up really for a gentleman's game, and so the kids, they have to learn not only the how to play the game and the rules of the game, but also the etiquette that goes with it. Well, I got a guy sitting next to me that knows a little bit about etiquette, and a guy that has really poured himself into an enormous project that is going to benefit and honor our veterans, but benefit our community. I think it's really going to be a destination for generations to come, and that's the Welcome Home Soldier monument that's going up west of the Hy-Vee, out west of the county shed out here. And I got Jim Keller sitting next to me. And Jim, before we get to the Welcome Home Soldier monument, got snow on the ground. It'd be hard for the baseball and softball teams that are getting out to start their season. It'd be kind of hard right now to go out and really get the reps in that you need to start building for a strong season. But fortunately here in Albia, we have that beautiful hitting and pitching facility. And the art of hitting, it can't start the first week of baseball or softball practice. It has to be an ongoing thing. And you've been a part of that, the hitting pitching facility, but really training our young ladies and men into being better hitters.
Well, I've worked on it for about 6 years now. I got lucky, and Coach Chance asked me to come aboard when he took the girls' program over, and I just fell in love with it, and it's just a great part of my life. I always said this, that at this stage of life, you get to do something you really love, and that's been fun for me, and I hope for the girls. And you was talking about tennis. They always say there's two sports you got to do every day, and that's hit a tennis ball and a baseball or a softball, and I always wondered why not golf, but it's not moving. Those two balls are moving at anywhere from 70, 80 miles an hour to 100 and some miles. So it's kind of interesting as you was talking about that. I was thinking about that.
Well, you know, everyone's looking for a quick fix to everything in life. That's kind of become the instantaneous generation. But hitting, is there some keys to hitting that really that a person could focus on? Maybe they haven't had the chance to, you know, our kids are torn a million directions, and maybe they haven't had the chance to get in and work with a guy like you and spend the time in the off season to build up. Are there some specific things that they could really focus on right now?
I always tell everybody the most important thing you can do is hit a ball off of the tee, because it gets you into the right swing. It makes sure your elbow's away from your body. There's technology out there today, and we use it. We can tape kids swinging, and we can put them up against the best pros in the United States, and we can go frame by frame by frame and tell you exactly what you're doing wrong. The other thing is, too, if you're not let's say you drop your hands, and I tell you you're dropping your hands. You don't know that. You don't visualize it. As soon as we put you on tape, you can visualize it. Or if you're stepping out, we'll get an angle where we can do that with you. And I'm going to tell you, if you go from a tee to soft toss to hitting off machine and go out and hit off live hitting, it's always different. People do different things then, but we can tape all that and have it done. It's really interesting. I wish I had that when I was a kid.
Was there a certain progression you try to take them through? Is that the progression from the tee to the soft toss to the pitching machine to hitting? Is there a progression you go through? And this would be a good lesson for, you know, particularly little league coaches to start building those tendencies. We always had batting practice before we had games. I'd go an hour early, and we would do that kind of progression. Is that something that you found that is beneficial to the kids?
Yeah, it is. One of the things I found out a few years ago, about 2 years ago, we started hitting in December, and we hit off a tee probably for 2 months because the girls were not used to us and we weren't used to them and what we thought they had flaws in their swing. And so we didn't do that anything but hit off the tee. We didn't hit off machine. We didn't do hardly anything else except for hit off tee. I know they got tired of it. As far as hitting before a game, I do it with the girls. They pick the time. We go do it. The interesting thing is that sometimes we just sit down and talk about hitting. That's all we talk about. And they may go up and hit a bucket of balls and then go home. But the amazing thing is that we go in and we talk about it, and they seem to get better. Last year, their average was horrible starting off first this season. And I felt bad about it. So everybody come in one day and we just sit down and talk about it. And I think Coach Chance will tell you they got up to about 285 as a team. And what was amazing about that is that they were down at below 150, I think, at one time, to jump that high up. Their record showed it, too, because they were 0-6 start off the season and end up with a winning record. And that's pretty hard to do.
Is there one thing that you maybe have found that is a common thread amongst hitters, is maybe that tendency that they get someplace else, or a weakness, or that one thing that kind of stands out that is a common thing that needs to be fixed with swings?
Well, one of the things we do, we look at, see what your weaknesses are, and then we work on them. You never get any better if you don't work on your weaknesses. And the whole thing with me is always go back to the basics, keep your head down, keep it still, keep your eye on the ball, and you just... if you get in trouble, that's where you want to go with that basic stuff and start all over again.
Well, the technology with the bats and even the balls, you know, the change, the cores, the type of stitching and leather that they use today, the balls travel further, the bats are lighter. Has that changed things quite a bit since, back in the day when you were swinging it?
Well, we all had wooden bats back then, and that has changed tremendously. In fact, I get a little worried about it sometimes, how hard they can hit the ball. I know the college level has started taking the bats and not making them as juiced up as they were. You take a baseball bat, a wooden bat, and you got to hit it very well. I've seen home runs out there at the high school ball games that the kid hit it well, but it wasn't all that good to go over the fence, and they can do it. Those bats make a lot of difference, and I get a little concerned about how fast that ball comes back. When somebody throws a ball at 90 miles an hour, you have 0.3 of a second to decide whether you want to hit it or not, and that 0.3 is one blink. And sometimes they hit that ball real hard going back to the pitcher. He's got about 0.2. And in that point there's about 12 feet that pitcher would never see that ball, and that's why they get hit. And same way with hitters. They swing it at air sometimes because they just have such a short period to do it.
I've been that hitter. this year's team, you kind of get a little bit of a glance. What type of hitting team do you think we're going to be this year?
Well, I hope we are. I will tell you this, and I haven't talked to Coach Chance about this, so I'm probably stepping out of my boundaries, but I think there's two or three All-State players on that team sometime during their career. And I think that's a goal they always ought to have. We got some kids that are going to probably bat for the first time. And if they do well, I think you'll see the team do very well. There's some of them. McKenna Adler, she worked out with weights again this year. Total different young lady hitting the ball. I always told her before that she, when her bat hit the ball, it stopped. Well, now it doesn't do that. And she is, fundamentally, she is very, very sound. And I'm just picking out one, but there's a lot of the girls that are very fundamentally sound. But they need somebody to look at them all the time, and that's what I'm there for.
Well, you've been tremendous to the hitting for our softball and our baseball programs, but the project that really I know you have a passion for the kids and for hitting and softball and baseball, but truly you've poured your life into this Welcome Home Soldier memorial that's going up, and I find it to be a place that will become a destination, and while it is to honor our veterans, it's going to be something that's going to also honor our own community and be a place I think that will bring people from all over the country.
Well, that was always our goal. I always said that a couple things is that we never wanted it to be a monument where you just walked up and walked away from it. I see people do that all the time. I've probably been at 30 different monuments over the last 7 years. And I just don't want to see people do it. The other thing is, too, and someday we'll go out there and maybe we can walk around and do it. And we want it to be a history lesson, to be able to walk around there. And someday you will be able to walk up to certain stations and you will be able to read about World War I, all the wars we've had, how many were killed, maybe some of the great battles that were fought. I get pretty teary-eyed over it when I see a veteran coming off the plane that lost his life. And when Master Sergeant Riddick came through town and that was killed from Centerville, that's a special time in life, and I was so glad to see so many people, because when we come back from Vietnam, it was not that way.
Well, the culture has changed. You know, I think that tribute to when Master Sergeant Riddick came through town, there wasn't traffic was stopped for miles, and there wasn't an empty spot along the road on 34 and transitioning into 5, and the culture has changed.
One of the things that I'm on the Veteran Affairs Board, I'm the president of it, and one of the things that Diane Durian, who does a great job for the veterans here in our community, her goal always was to get us in the schools, and we started that about 6 or 7 years ago. I carry the colors in the parades and that when I can. And what has really changed with me is I see people stand up and they take their hat off and they put their hand over their heart, and even little kids, but we've taught that now. We started doing that. The veterans go to the school, and sometimes, you know, you always look for heroes in life, and those veterans had their moment as being a hero. Maybe they forgot it, but they did. And I give Diane a lot of that credit for doing that, because she's very adamant about it, and that was always her goal, and we got it, and we're going to continue it. The school welcomes us in there, and sometime when you go in and you have 200 or 300 little screaming third graders, sixth graders, it's pretty neat as far as that goes. So it's just a fun time to be able to do that, and they get all excited about it.
Well, and you know, I think one of the great stories that you know, I've had some chances to spend some time together and visiting about these moments you've been able to speak to the kids, and I think the one of the best stories that you told me is the little boy from Centerville. You know, I think that's just a really special story. I think everyone ought to hear it.
Well, I went down there and spoke at Veterans Day, and they had it outside, and I asked the principal why they did, and they said their acoustics inside their building wasn't very good, and there was about 400 or 500 young children there, and so I get up there, and they play the national anthem, and we have a Pledge of Allegiance and a few other American songs, and then they introduced me that I was in Vietnam and was with the 101st Airborne and Walk Point. And so I always tell, one of the first thing I always tell people when I speak is, when you get up in the morning, get excited about life. I'm 65 years old and I still get up and I get excited about life. And some days it's a little harder. It takes me a little longer to get started, but I do. And so anyhow, and afterwards, about 3 weeks later, I got this card from this little sixth grader. And he said, Mr. Keller, he said, I want to thank you for serving your country. I learned about Walking Point in Vietnam. He said, you changed my life. He said, I get excited about life now. And what a great thing when I got that letter. It's probably one of the neatest ones I've ever got.
We're talking with Jim Keller, and Jim is really the mastermind behind Welcome Home Soldier Memorial that's going up. It's up, folks. It's absolutely beautiful right now, but it is in stages, and this is a huge project, Jim, and you guys are working on another stage, and it's continuous work for you and an outstanding committee of people who are really passionate about this. You got the white crosses that you've been working on, and that just is awesome.
Yeah, we ordered those close to a month now. When it gets close to Memorial Day, I don't know how long it'll be before they get here. They are here. We did talk to Musco. They're not here. They've been ordered. They're cutting them out of Alabama. They're cutting them there. When they arrive, we did go to Musco Lighting, and they will come in and light the project for us. And I think people will be amazed what that looks like when that's all done. In fact, Musco had just got back. They lit the memorial the 9/11 where the plane went down in Pennsylvania with everybody aboard during that time. And just really fun. I mean, they think everything through. In fact, they have a dark room. They're going to build a cross. And as soon as they get it done, they're going to have the lighting. They're going to call us over, and we're going to go look at it in their dark room, which is fun. And it's nice to be able to do it in your own state. Sometimes we can't do everything here, but we love to do it in our own state, in our own town if we can, too. So.
Well, I know that next Friday is a big day for you guys, because this is an ongoing project that requires ongoing funds, and it just doesn't happen, by waving a magic wand. It takes work, and there's really an easy way for the community to raise money for this project coming up next Friday. I mean, I don't think it gets any easier than this.
I don't think so either. Ford Motor Company asked us last year if they would help us raise $6,000 in one day. What we will do is, out the Hy-Vee parking lot, if you will come out there between 7 and 9 on May 10th, and that's a Friday, and come out there and drive a vehicle, one of their vehicles, they will give us $20 for every person that does it. You must be 18 years of age and have a valid driver's license, and there's only one per household. We're very fortunate that the Ford Motor Company here in town decided to help us out. Jack and Mike Gray were all excited about it, and they're ready to go, and they're going to have their cars out there, and I think you can probably just drive. They're going to bring cars in, too, from what I understand. It's just going to be a fun time. We don't get many chances to make money like that, and as you know, it's hard to do that, and we're very fortunate that they teamed up with us and asked us to be the ones that they were going to sponsor.
Well, they're great guys, and the Ford products are fabulous, and it doesn't get any easier than taking the one for a little spin and raising some money for an awesome project. I mean, folks, this is truly an awesome project, and Jim, thank you so much. If anyone wants to get a hold of you, maybe to make a donation, how would they do that?
They can just call the Veterans Affairs building out there with Diane during its 932-5622, and just leave a message, and call my house, too. 932-3265, and just leave a message, and we will take it, or call the American Legion, and they'll get a hold of me up there too. One other thing, before you get rid of me here, on May 18th from 7:30 to 9:30, the American Legion will host a breakfast for veterans and their spouses. It costs you nothing, and if you want to bring some other family members, it is $3.50 a piece. It's at the American Legion. We have a lady come in. She will cook for us, and it's just free to the veterans and their spouses. The other thing is, if there's widows out there that have not, their husband has passed away, they are more than welcome to come. We will not charge them for it either. It's just to tell them thank you. We decided a few weeks ago or months ago, I guess, that we were going to do this for the veterans. It's kind of get the American Legion out in the front again.
American Legion has been so good to our community over the years. The veterans have, obviously, they paid the price. And May 18th, 7:30 to 8:30, get there and bring your vet and come celebrate. We're going to take a time out, come right back here, and come back to the Corn 34 and 5. We're going to check in with Radio Iowa. and then try to catch up with Coach Marty Hermson and the golf team when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hello, Lonnie Stripe here for Humiston Livestock Auction, inviting you to a special all-class cattle sale this Tuesday, May 7th, starting at 12 o'clock on cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and breeding bulls, followed by a nice run of grass and feeder cattle. A few of your listings include, here's Lincoln with 20 extra fancy, mostly black cows. They're just 3-year-olds with fancy calves and sides. Here's running through 16 nice black and red cows with 2-month-old calves and sides. Also, 1-yearling Wilbert Wade red white face bull. Horton with 1 purebred Angus Wilbert Wade yearling bull. 1-1-18-month horn Herbert bull. Calf and feeder consignments include, here's total with 102 mostly red deer nevers, extra green, 5 to 750 years, 75 black and baldy yearling heifers, 750 to 9. 3 and farms with 50 black and baldy deer nevers, 550 to 800. Pending or 60 mostly black yearling steers, 800 to 1,000. Burrell, 48 mostly black deer nevers, 550 to 750. Curtis with 40 black calves at 5 to 6. Frontage with 33 black calves at 5 to 650. Gentry, 50 black and baldy calves at 4 to 550. Pending or 150 black and baldy calves at 4 to 6 and more. For more information, call the barn, 641-877-2831 or myself at 641-203-1133. Lonnie Stripe.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
When you're in the field, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. That's Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. It was great talking with my good buddy Jim Keller and the amazing work he's doing out there. I'm telling you, folks, you got to go out, take your kids out there, and look at what's already been done. It truly is a great memorial and monument, but it is going to continue to get better and better. And drive one. It is easy. Simply go drive one of those outstanding Ford vehicles, and Mike will be there in the gang at Albia Ford. And one, they're always a great time. They're you'll have a lot of fun with those guys, but it'll be easy, and we can help raise $6,000 for this outstanding memorial. Lots going on in the sports world. Of course, baseball getting a full swing on the big scene, and then you're going to start hearing about the playoffs for the basketball and the professionals. And of course, we just got done with the draft. So much going on in the sports world. Let's get you updated. Here's Radio Iowa.
This is Sports in Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa Cubs are hoping for a break in the weather so they can start their Pacific Coast League homestand against Oklahoma City. The Cubs and Redhawks were snowed out for the second straight day on Friday, and Cubs spokesman Randy Wehofer says, normally this is the time of the season where the weather's getting better.
It's frustrating and disappointing, but from a big picture standpoint, there's still lots of season left. The unfortunate part is really for the players and the team, they're counting on the fact of getting into their routine and getting their work done, and this isn't home for them. So all this downtime really kind of frustrates them as much as us.
The Midwest Collegiate Conference baseball tournament hopes to resume today. League officials were seeking to find a location that's both available and playable to conclude the tournament. MCC Commissioner Rick Sanders says they're running up against the deadline.
The deadline is midnight Saturday night, But the reality is we have till 8 a.m. Sunday morning. Now, I'm not suggesting that we're going to use all the way till 8 a.m. Sunday morning, but when we get to 8 a.m. Sunday morning, we have to notify the NAI who our representative is.
And I'll have more sports after this.
You're listening to Agronomy Across Iowa. It's a new day at Farmers Cooperative Company as we welcome Todd Clausen. Todd, tell us how to approach our current conditions.
As we look at a weather pattern that is cool and is wet and looks like we may be in this pattern, you know, to the first part of the month, first thing I would ask is one to be organized and be prepared. Fit conditions whereby you're able to place seed and deliver seed in the best of soil conditions. Major concern with being too wet with the planter is the sidewall compaction. As my true V that creates the trench where my seed's delivered, that true V will smear that sidewall as it cuts through the soil, and then when that dries out, that restricts root growth. And in these type of conditions, the variability can be immense. In the end, often, one day can make all the difference.
Farmers Cooperative Company, agronomy strong and more committed than ever to intentional, consistent solutions to maximize your farming operation. See your local FC agronomist and visit fccoop.com for videos from the field and up-to-the-minute agronomic information. Together, we can.
The weather has forced the Iowa Conference to make adjustments to three of its championship events that are being held in Cedar Rapids this weekend. That includes the Men's Golf Championship, which pushed its third round back to today at the Elmcrest Country Club. The final round will be tomorrow in Iowa City.
So we're going to try and play at the originally scheduled tee times, which I think start at noon on Saturday. And then because Elmcrest was not available to us on Sunday, we called up Finkbein, and those folks have been so good to us as a conference, and they have made some times available on Sunday morning. So our goal right now is for 18 holes at Elmcrest on Saturday and then 18 holes at Finkbein on Sunday.
That's Iowa Conference Commissioner Chuck Uruguin. The Midwest Conference softball tournament in De Pere, Wisconsin will start today after being rained out on Friday. Cornell is the second-place team in the South Division and takes on North Division champ St. Norbert in the first round of the double-elimination format. Cornell closed the regular season by winning five of its final six games, and Coach Shanda Ness says her team's confident heading into the tournament.
We're excited that we feel like we've peaked at the right time here, and we're kind of getting it all rolling at the same time, and that's what's most important. Peaking early in the season isn't very helpful if you can't maintain it throughout the season. So, like I said, we're excited that we're putting the three components together and just looking to go one pitch at a time.
Lake Forest and Lawrence meet in the other first-round game, and the top-ranked teams remain the same. Latest girls' high school soccer rankings, the Girls' Union. Ankeny's top-ranked in 3A, followed by Linmar. Cedar Rapids Xavier's top-ranked in 2A. Then it's North Scott, and Davenport Assumption is top-rated in Class 1A. Sioux City Helan is second. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack prize stars in your eyes as Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember these.
This summer, Central Iowa is going to get a little more country with the 2013 Heroes and Saints Music Festival. June 16th, one big day, tons of country hits from Diamond Rio, Sawyer Brown, Mark Wills, Emerson Drive, Low Cash Cowboys, Rebel Road, and more. Tickets for this full day of country are on sale now and start at a reduced price of $35. Just $35 right now, and a portion of the ticket goes to Operation First Response. Get all the ticket and concert information at heroesandsaintsmusicfest.com. The 2013 Heroes and Saints Music Festival, featuring Diamond Rio, Sawyer Brown, Mark Wills, and more. June 16th at the Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. It's just a short drive to see the stars. The 2013 Heroes and Saints Music Festival. Get your tickets now.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
With me now is the head coach of Albion Golf Team, head coach Marty Hermson. Coach, boy, I tell you, the thing that stands out about this club is that you don't have a senior on the team. That can be a real challenge going into a tough and competitive conference where you guys have always had high expectations of winning conference and competing at the top. But without that, those seniors, you got to find guys that are willing to step up in those underclassmen roles and fill that void.
Yes, it's been a tough year. We, you know, with the group we've got, it's Centerville's leading the conference, and they are by far the favorite. And conference is at Centerville this year. There's only basically one way that they would lose, if their four top guys somehow got hurt or injured or DQ'd in the meet. But they're definitely the favorites. Then after that, it's for second place in the conference, it's pretty much a dogfight. But the guys, with the weather the way it's been, it's, you know, it's been rough on everybody. And it's just been a rough season to trying to get anything into a groove or get anything steadily going.
So how do you overcome that? Because, you know, that's the thing that all the sports, the spring sports, are talking about. I think golf and tennis probably are more affected by it than track. Because at least if you have a solid track to run on, if it's cold, you can still handle it. But man, when you're playing on a course that's cold and the clubs are cold and rainy, it gets to be a real challenge. How have you guys been able to overcome that? And maybe you can't.
Well, we haven't done a whole lot.
Are you thinking about Memorial Day or just ready to go camping? Get your gear ready now at Bonds RV and Custom Interiors. Call Bonds RV and Custom Interiors at 515-961-6961. Bonds can handle all RV repairs from the most minor to the most difficult. Plus, they have a huge inventory of parts for the old and new. They'll get you ready for the camping season. Call Bonds RV and Custom Interiors, 515-961-6961, 961-6961.
Basically one way that they would lose, if they're four top guys somehow injured or DQ'd in the meet. But they're definitely the favorites. Then after that, it's for second place in the conference, it's pretty much a dogfight. But the guys, with the weather the way it's been, it's, you know, it's been rough on everybody. And it's just been a rough season to trying to get anything into a groove or get anything steadily going.
So how do you overcome that? Because, you know, that's the thing that all the sports, the spring sports, are talking about. I think golf and tennis probably are more affected by it than track. Because at least if you have a solid track to run on, if it's cold, you can still handle it. But man, when you're playing on a course that's cold and the clubs are cold and rainy, it gets to be a real challenge. How have you guys been able to overcome that? And maybe you can't.
Well, we haven't done a whole lot. We've talked about some rules and stuff like that on days that we can't go out and practice our skills. And that's a valuable piece. I don't think these guys fully appreciate how valuable it is to actually know the rules and to be able to call penalties, not only on yourself, but fellow players as well. it's a critical part in this game, because this is about the only sport where there are no officials. You're just out there playing group of guys, and you're expected to know the rules. The coaches aren't, you know, what they are stressing from the Iowa Athletic Association is that they don't want the coaches going out there and making rulings. They want the kids to decide what the rule is within the group of the kids that are playing. So that's been a big thing. Mentally, golf is such a tough sport because it's real easy to you know hit bad shots and get down on yourself and just give away you know several shots. And when it comes down to it, I've been doing this long enough to know that you give up several shots just by one player, that can make the difference between going to state and not going to state.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albia boys tennis or boys golf team, head coach Marty Hermsen. Coach, you mentioned something, you know, talking about the sportsmanship and the officials. Tennis and golf, you know, they're two sports that stand out to me that, you know, you don't have the officials there and both are gentlemen's sports. These are real chances for your kids to not only learn sportsmanship, but the gentlemanness of the sport.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know if I've ever had. I can only think of a couple, three times where I've had actual players call penalties on themselves. That's a real character check. It's a great life lesson. That's kind of why I like this sport. You don't have to worry about an official making that call that could determine your fate as whatever sport you're talking about, whether it be football, basketball, wrestling, whatever. It's up to you. And if somebody in your group is breaking rules or is infringing upon the rules, it's up to you to make that call. And it's not always an easy thing, you know, because guys don't want to come off as being a jerk and things like that. So there's some timidness, and that's some things that we need to overcome as young players going out there. But in fact, that's something that needs to happen. I unfortunately see it all the time when we go out and we play, you know, especially in the JV meets. But it happens in the varsity meets as well. Kids just not, you know, following the rules and doing things that, you know, they might have learned from mom or dad or somebody local at the local club or whatever. For instance, like not finishing out a hole, you know, taking a gimme or something like that. It's enough to drive you crazy, but at the same time, you know, they have to learn those rules that's not how the game is played.
Well, lack of seniors, you know, leaves you with that leadership that you're maybe struggling with a little bit this year, but you got great guys that have filled that void. I think one of the big encouraging things about having few seniors and having 16 guys that are on your team, 12 of which are freshmen, is the underclassmen are really, you know, setting you up for a really strong future if they continue to develop.
It's very very encouraging to have that many young players. The thing with golf is you're not going to make or break your season, you know, in April and May. It's just not going to happen. For these guys to get better, if they really want to improve and they want to get good at this game, you have to play in the summertime. That's just all there is to it. I can remember, you know, as recently as Dylan Wilson came in as a freshman. He was shooting high 40s, mid 50s. As a freshman, and he just played his tail off that summer between his freshman and sophomore year, and he ended up being an all-state golfer for his junior and senior year and went to state 3 years as a sophomore, junior and senior. It's just something, you know, the group I have right now, they're involved with baseball and a lot of different sports, and, they haven't put in the time that it really takes if you really want to be a successful golfer. It takes a lot of time in the summertime, and I'm not talking about going out there and grinding away for 6-7 hours, but you should be going out there 2-4 times a week, getting out there and playing, and it does take a lot of time. And I know with these guys being involved with other sports, it's just something that they haven't put the time into. But they definitely have the capability of doing that. It's just a matter of putting in the time.
Well, and one of the things I think sometimes get lost, and it's not a skill set I've developed, is that, you know, many times the kids see the driving and the long drives as being the critical part of the game. That's much more enjoyable to swing away, right? But if they found those 2 or 3 times a week to spend around the clubhouse where they have the putting green and the chipping green, that's where the dollars are made for golfers.
Yes, we have Drew Schofield on our team that is basically about as long a driver that I've had in recent years. Drew is an excellent driver of the golf ball, but he still has a long way to go to work on his short game and to improve his short game. Drew is very capable, very, very capable of having success and even success this year. He's just got to hone in on those skills of his short game, chipping and putting and getting up and down. Anybody will tell you, anybody at any level, PGA Tour, all the way down to Pee Wee Golf, any of those guys will tell you the guys that are good are the guys that can get up and down around the green, getting that ball up onto the green and into the hole. It's not those guys that hit those long shots that are always successful in golf.
We're talking with head coach Marty Hermsen, head coach of the boys golf team. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll come right back. We're going to talk about his varsity club, and we'll get to talk to some of these outstanding golfers when we come back. Back to the corner at 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
This summer, Central Iowa is going to get a little more country with the 2013 Heroes and Saints Music Festival. June 16th, one big day, tons of country hits from Diamond Rio, Sawyer Brown, Mark Wills, Emerson Drive, Low Cash Cowboys, Rebel Road, and more. Tickets for this full day of country are on sale now and start at a reduced price of $35. Just $35 right now, and a portion of the ticket goes to Operation First Response. Get all the ticket and concert information at heroesandsaintsmusicfest.com. The 2013 Heroes and Saints Music Festival, featuring Diamond Rio, Sawyer Brown, Mark Wills, and more. June 16th at the Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. It's just a short drive to see the stars. The 2013 Heroes and Saints Music Festival. Get your tickets now.
Hello, Lonnie Stripe here for Humiston Livestock Auction, inviting you to a special all-class cattle sale this Tuesday, May 7th, starting at 12 o'clock on cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and breeding bulls, followed by a nice run of grass and feeder cattle. A few of the listings include, here's Lincoln with 20 extra fancy, mostly black cows. They're just 3-year-olds with fancy calves inside. Here's Brunner with 16 nice black and red cows with 2-month-old calves inside. Also, one yearling Clover's Weight red-wide base bull. Portland with one purebred Angus Clover's Weight yearling bull. One 18-month horn Herbert bull. Calf and feeder consignments include, here's total with 102 mostly red steer heifers, extra green, 5 to 750 shears, 75 black and baldy yearling heifers, 750 to 9. Dream Farms with 50 black and baldy steer heifers, 550 to 800. Penninger 60 mostly black yearling steers, 800 to 1,000. Burrell, 48 mostly black steer heifers, 550 to 750. Curtis with 40 black calves at 5 to 6. Brunnett with 33 black calves at 5 to 650. Jeffrey, 50 black and baldy calves at 4 to 550. Penninger, 150 black and baldy calves at 4 to 6. And more. For more information, call Lamar at 641-877-2831 or myself at 641-203-1133. Lonnie Stripe.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. No more running to a branch with your check or tracking down a stamp to send it in. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking golf here. It's Mother Nature threw a little snow on us. Starting to melt some of that off here on a Saturday morning. And the forecast has 70 on Monday. And these guys are ready for some conference action to get outside and actually hit the ball around. And I'm sitting here next to Drew Schofield. Drew, you know, here you are, your junior year, and you know you've got to be the leader on this team. You're the number one spot, and you've got to be the guy that helps lead this team. That puts a little extra pressure on you because you got 16 other guys or 15 other guys, 12 of them which are freshmen looking up to you.
Yeah, it's a lot different from my freshman year. I came in, had 3 seniors and 2 sophomores playing with us, and I was the youngest on the team. I was the only freshman, and it was a really good year. Learned a lot from the upperclassmen, and this year I just got to come back and help out the younger guys. It's definitely a big change though from freshman to junior year.
You had a big tournament down at Moravia, and you know that's on a course you're gonna have to play at sectionals, and that probably has to give you a little extra boost of confidence knowing that you know you played that course, you played it well, and that probably takes and gives you a little bit of boost going into sectionals.
Oh, it definitely does. We've played it multiple times this year, and it really helps that it's so close, because whenever we need to go practice that course, we can just drive there. And it also helps a lot of teams haven't played there that are in our sectional. So if they won't play, they have to drive a long ways, so they might only get one or two rounds in. But we'll definitely know the course better than them.
Guys, next year, one of the strongest guys on the team, no doubt about that, and that is Griffin Osing, as Bryce Leshen looks at me like, oh, I thought that's me. But Griff, you know, you're a tough-minded competitor, and you go out there and you got to play this game, which requires a little finesse. And Coach talked about, you know, you're one of those guys that likes to pound it and you compete at it, but this is a game that requires you to sometimes, play a little soft.
Yeah, big change from, like, football or wrestling. I got to be a little bit more gentle with the ball than like with an opponent or something. So if I just play my game, you know, I can put out good numbers.
Well, this is your second year on the varsity squad, and it's a point where you got to be the leader. There's no seniors on the team. You guys got all that role, and you got younger guys that have not had any varsity experience at all, and limited high school experience. So that puts a big burden on you and Drew's shoulders.
Yeah, especially last year. Since last year, I really didn't have to qualify onto varsity because we only had seven guys. So this year it was kind of a big change because I actually qualified and actually played okay for qualifying. But this year, you know, with all the freshmen, I don't really have to say a whole lot because they know usually what they're doing unless they do something really dumb. But nobody's been disqualified this year yet for cheating. A couple guys last year, so we've been playing all right.
Well, what's different about this sport than maybe some of the other sports that you play? Where what's the difference?
I guess it's the mindset with wrestling. You know, it's just you have to wrestling golf kind of the same because you're by yourself, but you're also part of a team and. It's all about mindset. It's not really about skill. If you just know that you can go out and have the mindset that you're going to hit the ball straight, and you do, and you'll end up fine. But compared to football, you always have somebody to kind of lean on if you make a mistake, and that's kind of how it is in golf also, just a little bit, because you could have a really bad day, and then the next day you shoot really good, but then you could have one guy shoot really bad one day and shoot really good on the day that you shoot bad. To kind of pick you up, so it helps.
We got Joe sitting back there. Joe, one of the freshmen on this team. Joe, you're on a team as a freshman playing the varsity. That's got to be exciting, but sometimes it's probably a little nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah. It gets sometimes it's pretty nerve-wracking when you're going up against some sophomores, juniors, or seniors, and you're just the underclassmen, and you don't really know how good they're going to be or how good you have to play just to compete with them. And it's just, you never know what you're going to get into when you start golfing.
How long have you been playing golf?
I've been playing golf for 4 years. I do the Alvia Country Club for youth, and they pretty much help us out on golf, and that's pretty much where I got all my education besides the golf coach Marty.
What's the biggest challenge maybe going from like the youth program then into the high school where it's really competitive?
Well, you learn a lot of new rules, and you'll be surprised on some of the rules. They're pretty crazy, and you learn how to play more competition, and like I said, you never know what people you're going to play with, and you're so used to just playing with your friends, and you don't know how considerate or nice people will be to you when you're golfing with them, or how many rules are going to spot out on you and call you for like two-stroke penalties, or you never know.
Well, this team looks like it's a lot of fun to be a part of, and you got a lot of your freshman buddies to join you.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun this year, and we kind of have a class clown on the team, and he's pretty funny. You probably already know who that is, Bryce Leshen.
Okay, yeah. It's too bad this is not television, because yeah. They could all see how everyone's staring at Bryce right now. So how did he get the name Happy? How did Bryce get the nickname Happy?
Oh, well, this was his first year golfing, and he's not 100% consistent on his drive, so he decided to just straight up smash the ball one day, and he crushes it every time he drives it, and almost just about as far as Drew, one of our farthest drivers. And I think he can hit just right around 350 yards, and I can only hit maybe 250. That's one of my better drives. So
you also saw Bob Barker at a meet, so he kind of reminded him of Happy Gilmore.
He's a Happy Gilmore. All right. Well, I see that Tyler Madsen's sitting next to you now. I've seen Ty around the golf course quite a bit. You grew up around the golf course.
Yes, I have.
So you know this is this is a game that you absolutely passion. Is this your sport?
I feel that this is probably one of my better sports that I play. I've been golfing since I was about 3 years old, so I've been playing for a while, and I know.
What's the thing about golf that makes you enjoy it so much?
I just like that you're by yourself, so you don't really have to rely on your team. Well, you do, but like if you make a mistake, it's your fault, and if you don't have to worry about other people messing like your score up. And
you guys are just your young group. You know, you got 12 freshmen, and that consists of 16 guys on the team. But 12 of you are freshmen, and that probably gives you a lot of hope for the future. Knowing that if you guys can continue to refine your skills, this could be a really talented group.
Yeah, there's a lot of pretty good freshmen on our JV team that couldn't make the varsity team. Like Brett Freshwater, he's probably somebody that could get up there. And then we got Bryce Leshen, Joseph Sennett.
So you got a bunch of good guys to grow with. Talk about this. Are you excited about the conference? Because it is your freshman year. Does that make you a little nerve-wracking? Is it, how do you feel going into your first conference event?
I'm not really nervous. I'm more excited about it. I'm just really ready to play, and I hope I shoot well.
Well, you got Happy sitting next to you. How do you explain Happy's game, Happy Leshen's game?
Oh, he's very inconsistent golfer.
I think I'll let Happy explain that. So, all right, Bryce Leshen, a.k.a. Happy, you've gotten the nickname Happy off of Happy Gilmore. And so do you have a running start for your tee shot?
No, I just, just get up there and I just drive the ball about a mile every time.
Well, I've seen Hermsen drive, it takes him a cart to get it to go 200 feet, so you're not getting it from him. Golf's been a part of the Leshen family, I think, since I was a kid growing up. Your grandpa and grandma would go out to the club and they'd golf, and your dad's a good golfer. It's something that's kind of in the Leshen blood.
Yeah, it's kind of in our blood, but no, I used to golf when I was little, and then I kind of stopped, and then I decided I'd go out my freshman year, see what it was like, and it's pretty fun, and I like it.
Well, you look intense on the football field. You're one of the hardest hitters on the football field, no doubt about that. And then I see you're loose, and you're goofing off here and having fun, and I know you're a serious competitor, but you must really take the pressure off you playing golf, or you just have a different intensity about it.
Yeah, I just go out there, and just play like it's practice, I just go out there and I don't feel any pressure when I'm out there or when I wrestle either. I just go out there and just do what I work on and see what happens.
Wrestling and golf are, as Griffin said, there's similarities in that you're by yourself. You have no one to blame if things go wrong, and I guess all the credit's on you if things go right.
Yeah, I kind of like that, you don't have to worry about anybody else. Like, if they make a mistake, it's all on you, and, you work by yourself, so when you go out there, you're by yourself, and, just kind of rely on what you've got and how you've been practicing.
Practice has been pretty difficult with the weather.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit. When it's really windy, I usually play pretty bad.
Well, what are you most looking forward to this next week? It's going to be a busy week for you guys.
I'm just going to go out there and try driving the ball, and then hopefully try to get it on the green.
Well, Bryce, Happy Leshen, a.k.a. Happy, he's going to Happy Gilmore. Hey, you just heard it right here, folks. This group of guys, I wish you could have seen this, because they're having lots of fun here. And knowing, talking to Coach Hermsen, as you heard, this group of guys are young, but they're full of energy, and they've got the right mindset to have fun. And when you have fun, something you can get better at it, and it makes life enjoyable. And this is a group that we're going to watch as time goes on, grow and mature into maybe one of the best tennis or golf teams that Coach Hermsen's coached. That's it for the golf guys. Hey, guys, any last comments? One last question. Who's the biggest hitter, Griffin, Drew, or Bryce?
Team Monty.
That's going to have to be Happy Gilmore.
All right, got it right there. We'll take a quick time out. Osing disagrees. I think we're going to have a wrestling match here in just a second. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Another edition of the Coach's Corner in the books on this busy Saturday morning, and a big day for all the dancers today. Tomorrow and today they're going to have their big recital down in Ottumwa. I want to wish all the young ladies and the men the very best today and have lots of fun as we celebrate your hard work. I want to thank Coach Marty Hermson and the golf guys for stopping by. Great job. They have lots of fun. As you heard there, they're very energetic and their future is immensely bright. Also, Jim Keller, what an outstanding person Jim is, and the project he's got going home with Welcome Home Soldier, it's incredible, folks. Next week, we'll be down at Race to the Cure, so make sure you pay attention as we run our Stump the Chumps finale and also finish up Coach's Corner. Thanks to Scotty Fry, the best board operator. If you've seen his work today, you'd be really impressed. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.